You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is, what it do, welcome to Fresh Take, Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot with the new classic, it's Nick.
What's going on?
It's week two, it's me, it's Nick. Hopefully we'll be joined by Coach in a bit. Senator had business he's got to take care of. We hope to have him back next week. Me and Nick face each other in a big fantasy matchup this week. Coach, we'll see if he comes on because my Raiders face his Ravens, and Senator and I also have a matchup in fantasy. So I got the trio of the league in fantasy and in real games. It's going to be an exciting week ahead, Nick.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. Week two. Hopefully we'll see some performances we're more used to seeing this week.
Yeah, so that kind of brings me to winners and losers of the first week here. Who are some of your winners and who are your losers?
Some of the winners that were interesting, like we kind of talked about, like, you know, teams like the LA Rams, they lost, but they look good. The Bucks, I think Baker looks good. You know, some of these teams that that were kind of in the middle of the pack, they're looking better than they are. The Chargers look good. You know, that Joe Altman, that's my guy right there. That's their team right there.
Yeah, you made two predictions, and now I'm hoping the second one comes true. You predicted that Joel would shut down Max Crosby, then that the Raiders would eat against this Ravens O-line, and we'll get to that in a bit. I'm hoping that one comes true. I think the Bears are kind of losers because Caleb did not look good, but the defense did look good. So still the same narrative in Chicago, good defense, mediocre quarterback. Will Levis is a little bit of a loser. Now he's just a meme holding his head.
And, I mean, the Senator's not here, but I think the Falcons, like
the Falcons are off,
that offense is
the Browns. Like so some teams, the panic, I saw a Bleacher Report had the panic meter for some teams. Like for my Raiders, they had the Raiders at 8. I'm like, do you not know the schedule after this game? The Raiders could be 4-2 by week 6. So I don't think the Raiders panic meter is too tight. It was some sloppy play. They'll clean it up, but the Browns, they are in high alert on panic meter. I don't really consider the Giants or the Panthers in a panic meter because, for the most part, everyone thought they are what they are, except for me, naively thinking that this O-line was going to make Bryce what I thought he would be. So that I'll take the L on that. I'm a loser for believing in the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough pick. I was, you know what? And my guy, my Josh Allen, you know, that's a winner last, you know, like he showed up, he does what he does. And
is he the leading MVP after week one?
Oh, man, he's got to be. He's good. He just wins. Like I said last week, he just wins.
Yeah. Your guy, Ant Richardson, showed that he's got a cannon.
And I'm super excited about that. I mean, it's something that, you know, we didn't get to see much of anything last year, but we definitely didn't see that last year.
No. So, but I want to quickly talk about Cleveland. We don't talk about their quarterback like he's Voldemort because he's a POS. But outside of, you know, having another sexual harassment allegation, he also just wasn't very good at quarterback this week. And they have a real issue there. Do you know the cap hit if they end up cutting him?
No, that I don't know.
Make a guess.
Oh, my God. It's going to be something insane. It'll be like it's 120 insane. Million or something.
Higher.
Oh, my
God. It's 175
God.
Million.
Oh, my God.
What so pretty much if contract. They cut him, they don't get free agency next year.
No, definitely not.
So they either bite the bullet and just do that and don't have free agency, or they go for another year. I just don't think they can. He's obviously just not the quarterback that he was in Houston. And the haul that the Texans got completely rebuilt their franchise. But I also don't know how soon you want to go to Winston. And if Winston is the answer, you and I are both semi-fans of Winston.
Of course.
Not bringing back Flacco was a huge mistake, especially with what he, and now David Ajaku, he's hurt. Chubb, we don't know when for sure he's coming back. I do like Jerome Ford personally. It's but it, the problem with the Brown team is it's a great defense, but with the quarterback play that he has, I just don't know. They were the biggest losers to me because the Browns now look like a bottom five team.
Yeah, and it sucks because, you know, Amari Cooper had such a great year last year with Flacco. You know, we saw glimpses of, like, what he was, you know, when he was at the Cowboys, and it was, like, the first time we really saw him open up, and it's like, yeah, this is what he can do. He can still do it. And now it would look, you know, right back to where, you know, he started when he started with the Cleveland Browns and you know, Mr. Nasty Man.
Yeah, so they're the big loser, and then I think the big winner, I would say, is also San Francisco. Still is great. The loser is Jordan Mason. He's also the winner loser because he maybe let the cat out of the bag and pissed off a few bettors and fantasy experts, something that wouldn't see. But we can get on and talk about some of these other teams as we move forward to the games. We move to Thursday Night Football, and it'll be the Bills at the Dolphins in this one. I should add, too, that a big round of applause for Nick as he won the week last week as – he went 11-5 on his picks last week. Senator went 9-7, and I went 6-8. So, not a good week for me. It's always interesting how you can jump over that week one narrative. Some people just stay safe, right? I tried to like overthink some of the narrative. I think it's a little bit more chalky this week, but this Bills and Dolphins game we talked about it. The Bills came back against Arizona. Dolphins came back against Jacksonville last week. For the Dolphins in this game, not going to have Raheem Mostert. He has a chest injury. David Achane, he has an ankle injury, although he was a participant in practice today and catching passes. Limited there. It looks like it'll be a mix between him and Jeffrey Wilson, and you may get the rookie in there, Jalen Wright, who people are quite high on as well. For the Bills, nothing major, I believe, for injuries. We'll just check their chart right now really quickly for injuries. I mean, Matt Milano still is the big one for them, but nothing too big for them. I guess we'll keep an eye out for Keenan Coleman and how he can jump up. What do you like in this one, Nick?
This is a tough one because I am I'm a Josh Allen guy, and I think he just does win games. I just don't know if he's going to win this one. I think Miami at home, I think even without the running game, I don't know if Hamlin can take on Hill or Waddle. I think this is going to be one of those 300-yard passing days for Tua. I think they'll keep it close. I think the spread's pretty good. I think 2.5 sounds good. I think Miami.
I like the under. I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Field goal sounds about right. And yeah, I'm just going. Yeah, I'll go Miami.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Miami as well for that one. And then I was hoping Coach would join us by now, but he stays busy. The Raiders travel to Baltimore. The line right now is 9.5, 41 over under. I like the under on that one, potentially. Nick, you had a theory about this one, at least for the Raiders defense, or maybe for some fantasy owners.
Yeah, I think, you know, we saw the Baltimore Ravens offensive line get exposed last week, and that line, I don't want to use the word cooked, but it's looking pretty bad, you know. And the Raiders pass rush is still, I mean, you had a giant blocking Max, but it'll still look pretty good.
Watkins was ridiculous. They lost Tyree Wilson, so they don't have the rookie there. Kuntz is already out as well. They've read in Chasen, the former first round pick that played for the Jags, so we'll see how he does. But Watkins, that was my first experience. Like, you see these players, right? You know, I saw Watkins play for the Dolphins. I'm like, what a beast. But it's so different when someone plays for your team because then you watch them a lot more closely, right? So when I watch Watkins more closely, I'm like, man, he is a beast. He is just good. So I do think they're going to get after them on that line. But I do have the Ravens winning this one. I think Mark Andrews has a bounce back game. Likely will be fine. We'll see if they can get the running game going a little bit more, because Derrick Henry looked – it was up and down in that Chiefs game, right? He looked explosive at times, didn't look explosive. I guess the only other concerning thing for the Ravens is Lamar's been in and out of practice this week, but I'm not putting too much concern. The concern for the Raiders is the quarterback play. How long, as I talked about, after this, they get a stretch of Panthers, Browns, Broncos, Steelers, those are all super winnable games for Vegas. They could potentially be 4-2 after this. The question for them will be who's going to be the quarterback and is Zamir White going to stay the running back? Those two things were quite an issue in the game. Brock Bowers was not. Brock Bowers was good and Devontae got open. Zay Flowers did a good job on the Ravens side as getting open as well. And that defense for the Ravens is still great.
Yeah, that defense is still really solid. They showed that, you know, they did show that last week. But yeah, I don't know. I got to see something from Derrick Henry. I got to see it. You know, is he going to be that, you know, 10 to 12 touch guy rather than a 16 to 18 touch guy, you know?
You taking Ravens?
I'll take Ravens, but I got Vegas to cover. Yeah, I think 9.5 is too much, especially with that O-line.
Next up, the I was going to say San Diego. It always happens. The Los Angeles Chargers go to Carolina. It's 6.5 line. Over-under is 39. There's going to be a lot of running in this game. Look, I'm just going to take my L on the Panthers right now. I picked them to have the upset over the Saints in week one. I picked them to have the over this year with 6 wins. I'm already admitting defeat on it, so whatever. We'll just move forward. It'll be the joke that keeps on giving all season. It's fine, but I will take the Chargers in this one. And the over-under is 39. That's probably how many points the Chargers get by themselves. I'll take the over on that side as well.
Yeah, what a low over-under. Holy shit. Under 40 is like – and there's a couple games this week that are under 40. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I'm taking the Chargers on this one for sure. They actually looked not bad. And Dobbins.
No, they did.
Kidding me? Finally, 130 yards on the ground, like on 10 touches. Is that what I saw? He had like a 60-yarder. Like it was just – that's exactly what we all wanted to see from him for his entire career. That was it. And he did it, and it was awesome. And again, I can't stop talking about Alt. He is such a monster on that O-line. Like, the Panthers aren't even going to get to him.
No, I thought they struggled out the gate. Vegas did a good job defensively on them to start off with. Herbert was fine. That defense is really good. Bosa really got after it. Khalil Mack is still great. Yeah. Khalil had one of his best – think about that. Khalil Mack had a career year last year after all the good seasons he had with Chicago – with Oakland and had a career year last year and then took a pay cut and looked great. Joey Bosa really got after it as well. The receiving side was obviously there. The passing game was really non-existent. Lad McConkey got a touchdown. Expect him to have a little bit more, see if they get Josh Palmer involved. Hayden Hurst, some miscommunication issues with him and Herbert. Herbert looked a little bit off, but with the way that you were talking about with Dobbins and Gus working, they don't need – anything more than that right now for Herbert as he gets better and better. This Chargers team can definitely be a wild card or playoff team.
Yeah, they're looking like it, you know, and it's funny because everybody's talking about their wide receivers and how it's such an issue and this and that. I'm like, you know what? There's a good way to spell that. You know what I'm saying? That's like just have an insane running game.
Yeah, and that's what John Harbaugh does.
Yep. We knew that coming in and we saw it.
So right now we're all the same. Saints and Cowboys. Saints face those Carolina Panthers. The Cowboys paid Dak just before the start of their game. They're favored by 6.5. Only Micah Parsons is the last Cowboy signed, so that I'm assuming will be happening. The running game is going to be an issue still, but to say the least, you know, this Cowboys team, they look poised to be a playoff team again. I think some of us were wrong on that. The defense still looked good. Cowboy, I think, you know, Derek Carr looked great. That was probably one of Derek Carr's best games against Carolina. The problem was it was against Carolina. So,
yes.
I think the Saints come crashing back to earth. Chris Olave, though, like, how do you get over all those points and Olave gets not involved at all?
No, yeah, like 15 yards. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was like Rashid Shaheed and Kamara and everything. I like Dallas in this one.
I like Dallas, too. You know, I think you know, regardless of how bad the Cleveland offense is that we talked about, their defense is still really good. And Dallas got dropped 33 on them, you know, and it was CeeDee Lamb didn't have a huge game. And, you know, it was like Zeke got a touchdown, but Brandon Cooks had a great game. You know what I'm saying? They're missing Ferguson. So I do expect Dak to be throwing longer against that Saints secondary. But Dak can do it. You know, Dak's good.
Dak, too, I think, you know, he was in the MVP consideration last year. Mm-hmm. We'll see if maybe he can get back into that consideration this year as well. Here's hoping for his sake. But, yeah, I like the Cowboys in this one. All right, next up, a game that I'm really looking forward to, Bucks and Lions. Remember, the Bucks were really – this line, I think, is not cool. Like, I don't think this is really fair to the Bucks. I kind of think, you know, you talk about big winners last week. The Bucks, they look great. And they added this rookie receiver, Jalen McMillan. Mm-hmm. He looks really, really nice. Mm-hmm. Bucky Irving seemed to have taken over that backfield now. And Baker baked. And, yeah, it was against the Commanders. But I just thought that the Bucks looked really good. The Lions, though, it doesn't seem like they have a weakness anywhere. Like, this the Lions and the Chiefs came out as the two best teams last. Like that, if you ask me point blank, what's the Super Bowl right now, you would probably say Lions and Chiefs. And yet, talk me out of picking the Bucks in this one.
I mean, you know, we knew that. I mean, we didn't know, but you know, there was speculation that Baker wasn't going to be Baker because, you know, of the contract he signed, and he maybe was going to let up a little bit. He didn't let up. You know, we knew that, you know, Godwin healthy, got a touchdown last week. You know, we know that Evans does Evans things, and now they have a backfield duo that Rashad White was still, you know, a top 12, top 15 running back last year.
Yeah.
You know, it just what he does with, you know, with his passing, and now he's got a, you know, a rusher behind him. So it's that offense is good and their defense is good.
Yeah.
The Lions are kind of the Lions.
Yeah.
And that's like, the problem.
But not the Lions. They're the Lions. But
they're the Lions, you know? And it's like, you know, the Rams look good at full strength. You know what I'm saying? They lost Puka during that game, but they look good. But the Lions just pulled it out. You know, it's just, you know, they're.
I got this new kicker now.
Yeah.
Bates. Yeah. He's good.
They're kind of good. I don't know about seven. Seven's a stretch. I don't know. This might be another overtime game like last week, but.
I think if it was in Tampa, I'd pick Tampa. But the fact it's in Detroit, I think I have to go with the Lions.
Yeah, they're on such a high right now. You know, like just after the season they had, and then, you know, starting off versus Stafford last week and pulling out the win in overtime. You know, I think it's it's got to be the Lions.
I don't know how much you're going to disagree this week because
I know I'm looking at this lineup. I'm like, which one? Like, what's going to be the one?
It's going to be chalk.
Yeah.
Because we got Colts and Packers. Maybe we would have disagreed if the quarterback was. This line is disrespectful the other way now because Malik Willis is the quarterback. Unless Tannehill makes this Cinderella-like appearance with the glass cleats at the last second running into the ball. But it's Colts and Packers. Colts, they're your squad there, Nick. I thought that they looked really good at times against the Texans and then showed some of their weaknesses at times. I thought they kind of missed Josh Downs a little bit for that slot side, although Pierce did a good job. I think that Colts defense is really good. We talked about the cannon that Richardson has. The Packers, kind of the same duality, right? We saw a lot of good and we saw a lot of bad from both these squads last week. Mm-hmm. Both of these teams are playoff teams and potentially could even be conference champion. I mean, I picked the Packers to win the Super Bowl. Right. That's it still could happen, but both these teams have a chance to make a conference championship.
Yep. I'm just hoping that my running back puts up 24 carries for 109 yards and 3 touchdowns against them this week. You know, that run defense didn't look good. I mean, yes, it's Saquon, but it still didn't look good, you know? So,
no.
And Jonathan Taylor ain't no slouch. You know what I'm saying? So I think, I just hope that happens this week.
So we're both going with Colts, obviously, in this one.
Oh, we're going with Colts, especially. Oh man, especially if Willis plays.
Do you start a Packers receiver in fantasy now for the next 3 weeks?
Not a receiver. You start Josh Jacobs, and that's kind of probably.
Like I have Jaden Reed. I don't think I can start Jaden Reed now for 3 weeks.
What's Malik Willis's like career? Like, you know, stats. Not, like they can't be
good.
Yeah, they
he
can't
played. Be remember. Was he the one in that's remember that Sunday night football game the Titans beat the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Wasn't him, was it?
That might have been. I remember he had some kind of big game.
Or was that Tannehill?
I can't remember off the top.
But yeah. I haven't, unfortunately, been too impressed by him. We didn't even get a chance to see him do anything in the Brazil game.
No.
But he's got a lot to prove.
What did he do at the end? He didn't do anything at the end, right?
Yeah. By the way, kind of going back to the Panthers thing really quickly here.
Yeah.
Bryce, are we looking at like a Jamarcus Russell situation here?
Maybe, but there's not really. I mean, they're trying to build a team around him. We'll see what happens when Brooks gets there, when they actually have
what I'm saying is
running back.
If they're the first pick, yeah. Are they going to take Sanders?
They might. They got to be, I don't even know, to pass on Stroud and hit that. Like, Stroud being number two, like.
Yeah. It could I don't be know what's it could better, be a team that had yeah. a trade for Stroud, and then your dummy yeah. coach said, no, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could be that, too. Could be that. Could be that, too.
Next up, I want to disagree on one of these picks, but I'm not disagreeing.
We're not going to. No.
Browns and Jaguars. Jags look good at times. Brian Thomas looks good. Good. I do think Tank Bigsby is going to take over that backfield. Like I talked about, this Browns team, it's a rough sledding for them for the next little bit here. They're going to have some decisions to make in the offseason. It's already week one, and I'm already really down to this Browns team, despite them having Myles Garrett and an amazing defense. So I shouldn't be talking that down to them, but I do like this Jags team. I thought they were really close against the Dolphins. They just 17-7, and then ETN fumbles the ball, and once he did that, you knew things were going to fall apart.
Yeah, and the Jags defense was kind of good. I mean, yeah, it was week one, and yeah, they gave up the giant Tyreek Hill play, but like they kind of held them fairly well,
yeah.
You know, for the most part. I mean, they kind of look good.
All right. 49ers and the Vikings. Sam Darnold gets to take on his old team. He looked kind of good last week. He also faced the New York Football Giants.
Looked kind of good.
San Francisco, it doesn't look like CMC is going to be playing in this game. We don't know what's going on with CMC. Let's talk about this quick. What do you think is – do you think he's going to get put on the PUP list? Like, what do you think is happening here?
I don't know about PUP list. I mean, maybe. You know what? How about this? If they win today, I think there's a better chance he goes on the PUP.
Yeah.
Like this week, if they win. I think that might be what it is. They're going to try. It's like almost like they kind of, you know,
chicken.
Right. You know, until they start losing and need him, then I don't know if he's going to play.
Honestly. Yeah, I don't think so either.
He's not going to play at this game. The Vikings. McCaffrey's not playing. Even if he's like sniffing an injury, you know what I'm saying? Like he's not going to play.
Who do they face next week?
Week three.
San Francisco. The Rams. See,
so you might see him there. You might see him there.
They'll hold him out,
and then the Patriots the following week. So I don't know, man.
Is that even a primetime game? How's it? We get two Thursday. We get two Monday night football games next week.
Amazing.
Jags and Bills, Commanders and Bengals. Those are actually kind of good.
49ers, Seahawks on the 10th, week six. That's when you see him full time.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is insane.
Shanahan's up to something. I love how Matt Shanahan got at Jordan Mason. He's a guy who never said that, even though he probably did. No, he knew. He's like, fantasy owners are going to be really mad.
Yeah. Yeah. I was really mad I didn't start him.
You and Jordan Mason, I had awesome. CMC.
Yeah. He was awesome.
As for the Vikings, shouts to them. They had a good week. Sam Darnold looked good, but yeah, San Francisco's going to beat them in that. Maybe we'll be different on this one. Maybe. Seattle almost gave up three safeties. They didn't use Kenneth Walker enough.
Nope.
And yet they looked okay. But not exactly what I thought Seattle would look like. Patriots, on the other hand, looked good. Beat the Bengals. Bengals didn't show up. Patriots defense is still the Patriots defense. Jacoby was steady. Ramondre Stevenson was perfect. Did what he needed to do. I'm still taking the Seahawks, but this Patriots team, I'm almost scared to pick against them now.
Shout out to Senator who said Jacoby Brissett would have a great week one, enough to keep the job for week two.
Yeah,
true. So shout out to Sen. But you gotta go. Yeah, Patriots for sure. Like they can't. I don't know. Oh, we got
Senators picks too, by the way.
Did he pick the Patriots?
Did he pick the Patriots? No, he picked the Hawks.
Man,
he picked the Browns, by the way.
Yeah, that's fine. He can have that one.
And he picked the Raiders.
Oh, he did. Was that to was that?
Oh, these are for the spreads. These are for the spreads.
Yeah. That's we said that too.
For the Raiders, yeah, it was too many points. And the Browns, the Browns is 3.5. I still think I would take the Jags.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
This Patriots, though, I don't know. I'm kind of excited to see them. They're, I don't know, man.
They're interesting.
They just beat down the Bengals.
I know. I are you going to go with the Hawks? You're going to take the Pats?
The Hawks are the smarter pick.
I know.
And we're counting wins now, so I might pick the Hawks.
Okay. Don't want to tarnish your record right now.
You know what? I got to play it smart, you know?
Okay, next up, Jets and Titans. Want to talk about losers. The Jets was such a weird game. There's times when you see Aaron Rodgers, that pass to Lazard, and you're like, oh, that's Aaron Rodgers right there. But then there was a lot of stupid stuff. I didn't think Breece Hall looked that good. But then it's also like they're facing San Francisco, who's either like the second or the third best team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what to make of that. And then the Titans looked really good for a bit and then completely fell apart. This game, I'm actually interested in watching this game.
Yeah.
But I have no idea in this one. I guess I would take the Jets. 4 is a weird line on it. 40.5 is actually like perfect.
Yeah.
Like everything about this, Vegas nailed.
Yeah, this is such a strange one to me too. I'd probably go with the Jets too, just because.
Yeah.
But like, it was so funny because, you know, we're looking at, you know, Garrett Wilson and like all, you know, and then Breece Hall and all this. And it's like, Aaron Rodgers goes back to old reliable Lazard. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you saw it coming a mile away and, you know, nobody saw it, but everybody saw it. You know, it's like,
yeah, we got Mike Wilson and Garrett Wilson. Lazard's down there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it was just like, yeah, of course he's going to get 2 touchdowns the first week with Rodgers back. Of course he did.
Yeah. And Titans, Tony Pollard looked good. What to make of Tajay Spears still. I don't know what to make of Will Levis.
No, and Hopkins still out, I think, or he's playing with a sprained MCL or something.
Yeah, which is, he's like, hey, Jordan Love, I can play on it.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I want to see Ridley do something with Levis. I was actually interested to see what Levis was going to do this year. Being a meme week one was not on my bingo card.
No. Okay, Giants and Commanders. This line is disrespectful to the Commanders. Oh,
how
if the Giants are going to get a win, this is one of the three, right? Because it's like this and that, the two Commanders games and the Panthers game.
So the line, so the over under is 44 and the line's 1.5. So they're predicting the Giants to score at least 20 points.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I can't see happening.
They scored 6 last week. Yeah. You know,
against a more dynamic quarter, like, they lost to the Bucs, but Jaden looked good. Like, if we did rookie of the year right now, I mean, I don't even know would be Xavier Worthy, but maybe, after week one.
But Jaden looks great.
Jaden was the best rookie quarterback by far.
12 rushes for 88 yards. It's exactly what you get, what you're going to get from him every game. You know, he looked good and he looked comfortable. I do think Malik might actually do something this week because that secondary does kind of suck.
Might Rhonda kind of be interested in this game?
No, I don't think you are. Plus, this is a division game. The Giants are going to show up for a division game.
Yeah. You going to go Commanders, though?
Yeah, of course.
I don't think we've ever had a game all the same picks, and it might happen.
This is wild.
Rams and Cards.
Oh, maybe not this one.
Maybe not this one. Cardinals, man, look good for a bit. And then they just completely got Josh Allen. And then there's the whole Marvin Harrison thing. Now, people are freaking out about Marvin Harrison that he only had 4 yards.
Yeah. And wide open. Everybody saw that clip of him wide open to win the game.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they're going to be switching some things up and like targeting him.
You want to talk about MVP early candidates? The guy in the Rams.
Yeah, of course.
Stafford looked awesome.
Looked awesome, and Cooper Kupp looked awesome.
And you know, Puka's out, but DeMarcus Robinson looks good. Tyler Johnson looks good.
Yep.
They used Jordan Whittington on a running play.
Amazing. Yep.
Didn't even see Blake Corm yet. So
no, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
You picked the Rams to win the division. I picked the Seahawks. Your pick looks a lot better than mine, right?
The Rams look good.
Good. Jared Verse.
Yeah.
I think you picked him for rookie of the year for defensive one, I think.
No, maybe. Sounds right.
Yeah, you picked Jared Verse. I picked the guy from Seattle.
Yeah.
Jared Verse looked great, like a great fill-in after losing.
I picked
Yeah, he looked good.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So, but Verse.
I got to pick the Rams in this. They looked really, really good.
Man. I picked them to win the division. I can't not get them to win against the Cardinals. You know, I got them 12-5, and they already got one loss last week, which, you know, I think I did.
I just think, like, if we're looking at, like, complete teams that I saw, like, best overall performances, it was Kansas City, it was Detroit, it was San Francisco, and I think the Rams were, like, the fourth best team I saw this week, even in a loss.
And that's the thing. And it was a loss to Detroit in overtime in Detroit. Like, what are you going to do? You know, it's like the chips are stacked up against you and you still pull that. You almost pull it off.
Everyone talks so much about, oh, the AFC. It's so tough. I'm like, man, the NFC's got like some tough, like, you know, a team like the Bucks who can very well get the wild card or win that division. Like, that's a tough out for any of these teams. And even like, you know, the Seahawks, if they can get the defense a little bit more to what we want. I mean, every Seahawk fan I talk to, which is where we are in Western Canada, there's a lot. So they all were mad at Geno, but then they're all like, but I don't know if I want Sam.
Right. But the other thing too is, you know, is Walker playing this week or how much Walker are we going to get this week? You know,
or is it Charbonnet?
Are we going to get Lockett stealing the, you know, the shine from DK and JSN again? You know, it's like, who knows? And it's and you know, kind of like we talked about at the top of the show. It's like, I want to see the superstars play, you know, I want DK to get his 10 targets, not Lockett.
Yeah. And with this Rams team too, another thing I got to add is, probably two of the best coaches in this division, if not the two best coaches. I'll respect Andy Reid, but like McVay is ridiculous.
He's great. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's kind of watching that game, and I'm like, you know who's really good at coaching football? Sean McVay. Just a random observation. I don't know if you know this. He's good at coaching, that Sean McVay guy.
Yeah, he's kind of good. He's got something there.
and the last thing I'll say too about them is just, they lose all those picks all those years to win that Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
Man, they've drafted good.
Yeah. Great.
Puka and getting Jordan Whittington and getting Blake Corm, who the second Kyren goes out, Blake Corm is going to be unbelievable.
Yep.
Getting Jared Verse, and I could go on. Like, they have drafted so well.
And late. You know, that's the thing. Like, Puka was, what, fifth round or something? You know what I'm saying? Like, he was late.
They got Blake Corm late, too.
100% fourth round.
I think they got Jordan Whittington. Is he undrafted or he was late?
He was, I can't remember. Yeah, but he was that late.
It's phenomenal. Awesome. The game of the afternoon, Bengals and Chiefs. Tough break for the Bengals. They can't go 0-2. I think we're going to. Is it Burrowhead again?
Oh my god.
Chiefs just looked scary.
Their defense looked so good. Their line looked good. Their offense looked good. They added a couple weapons that look, you know, and they showed off their shiny new toys, you know what I'm saying? And looked kind of good.
And Travis Kelce didn't even try.
No, yeah. and Rice look, you know, it's like there's all the speculation about Rice in the offseason, this and that, but it's like shows up with what, 9 for 109? Like it's just another day in the office for him, you know.
And they still don't have Hollywood Brown.
Right.
And they have Juju dropping passes.
Taking up that Kadarius Toney. There it is. Yeah. They need one.
I think Zach Moss might have a good game for them. I don't know if Higgins is playing for sure in this. I still don't know. Chase turned down a big contract. They just, you know, we talked so much, well, at least the main media did. We didn't talk about it as much about San Francisco having that rough offseason, how it was going to affect them. It didn't affect them. It affects the Bengals. I think Burrow has a wrist injury.
Okay.
Looked weird with the way that he was throwing the football.
Yep.
This Bengals team and the secondary, losing Jesse Bates and losing what they've lost the last few years, it's still affecting them in the secondary. Mm-hmm. I think Cincinnati's going to go 0-2. I don't think Cincinnati's making the playoffs. I'm going to say that early.
When, like you mentioned him earlier, but when Ramondre looks like a superstar running back against your team, something's wrong. I like Ramondre. You know what I'm saying? I got no beef with him or ill will, but it's like when he's looking like a superstar against your team, there's something wrong. And I'm the Chiefs, you know, 2 years ago, this would have been a premier matchup. This would have been the game. This would have been amazing. You know, the over-under probably would have been 53. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like, you know, but now it's like the Bengals.
I'm kind of more excited for Rams and Cardinals.
Okay. I'll go with that. I'll second that. Sure.
Both these games are going to be good. This game is not going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be amazing to watch.
Steelers and Broncos. Yes. The over-under is 36 and a half.
This is the one where we differ. Which one you got?
I got to take the Steelers in this one.
Okay. Well, I'll take the Broncos.
Sure. I'm going to take the Steelers in this one. Breaking news. Much like I said, hey, you know who's a good coach? Sean McVay. You know who's a good coach? That Mike Tomlin guy.
You know who's who was one time a great coach? Sean Payton.
Yeah, I think we're past that now.
Yeah.
You know, are we sure Sean Payton's a good coach?
No. Nope.
Are we sure?
Nope.
Or was it just Drew Brees?
Oh, Drew Brees was so good.
Because Bo Nix looked like Bo Pix.
It was a little bit of an ugly game.
And you know Bo Nix is older than Lamar Jackson, right?
Which is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Defense looked okay. Shouts to Alex Singleton. Former Calgary Stampede wearing the Johnny Gaudreau jersey. That was a really nice touch by him.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot for – I'd like to see the running game get going. That's about it. That's kind of where I'm at. I don't have any faith in the Broncos. I think we just needed a game that we were going to, you know, split the decision on here.
Yeah.
Because I think the next two were done.
Chalk.
Yeah.
Bears and Texans. The Texans faced your Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think the Colts should have won that game.
Sure.
The Texans look good, don't get me wrong. I didn't think CJ Stroud looked good in that game, though.
Nope, he didn't. Again, like we kept talking about in the offseason, and you talked about on Sunday a lot. It's like they got tape on him now. You know, they saw it. He was a rookie last year, chucking almost 5,000 yards.
Yeah.
How much did he get? He got just over 200 last week, right?
Yeah, he got that. And he got two of those passes to Diggs. Diggs looked good.
Yeah,
the running Mixon looked good. That surprised me.
Amazing. Mixon looked amazing. He looked like the best running back in football last week.
that caught me for a loop because I thought, Mixon will struggle, and then you know maybe they'll go maybe to Damian Pierce, maybe to Cam, and that did not happen.
Nope.
And I don't think it will happen. And for Chicago, I've been saying this for the last year and a half. Caleb is fine, but he was not the best quarterback from this draft. It was Jaden and it was Penix.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw a lot of the inconsistencies of what you see from Caleb. There's a lot of razzle-dazzle, but there's a lot of sink or swim as well.
And now they lost Rome, you know, which, you know, whatever. We'll see what happens there. So getting back to running backs, so Mixon looked like the best running back in football. Swift was 10 for 30 yards.
Yeah, he looked like he got stuck every single time. Against a Titans defense that has a good secondary.
Yeah.
But not it's an okay front line. Like, if you're struggling against the Titans defense, can I introduce you to Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson? Yeah, it's going to be a long I fantasy-wise, I wouldn't recommend starting any Bear other than DJ Moore.
Even DJ Moore, I'm not super set on either. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think. Is DeAndre Swift good? Like, is he still good? Like, was he had half a good year, and then
he had a good year with Detroit, and then last year he had the Eagles O-line.
But he didn't get any goal line work because it was all like, he didn't get any touchdowns.
By the way, we're gonna move to, since we're both picking the Texans in this.
Yeah,
and I want to talk about Philly with the Swift theme.
Perfect.
Turns out, hey, you know what's good? That Philly O-line.
You know what's awesome? When you have a superstar running back in your backfield.
Yeah, and you still have. I mean, we're like, oh, the meme is Jason Kelce. It's like, yeah, they're still pretty good.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That O-line, that shocked the hell out of me. You know what? And even before the game, like, we were making our picks last week, and I'm like, the Eagles are kind of good, but they also got, you know, points dropped on them. So it's like their defense, not so good. Their offense is really good. So I think the 47 line might be about right, and hopefully it's a get-right game for some of the Falcons to score some offense.
This is a big game for Atlanta.
Yeah.
They really need a bounce back.
Because
if not, like, what do you do with Kirk? Like, is there a limit when you put in Penix? And was this all of a sudden, did the franchise know this? It's like, we're signing Kirk Cousins, but if need be, we have Michael Penix ready to go.
Right. And it's the same situation as the Cleveland situation. You know, do you take your multi, you know, spend hundreds of millions of dollars on your quarterback and then just sit him?
Yeah.
You know, they just have that.
Do you go halfway through the season and be like, screw it, we could trade him to Vegas right now, for example, and be like, we'll give you Kirk Cousins for a second round pick and a team like Vegas that just needs a veteran quarterback right now?
Yeah.
They'd be like, you know what? Screw it. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, maybe. You know, it's just. Yeah,
but he did not look good. He did not look good.
He looked timid. His footwork was awful. Yes, and it was Achilles injury, but you could see he was still not good with it.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the Derek Carr injury. And then when Derek came back, he was so scared to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you saw how there is that classic. I think it was against Seattle when he did like the little, like, he was like this.
Yes.
Like and there was that famous picture of Derek Carr there. And it wasn't until this season Derek talked about, like, see, he finally admitted, I was scared to get hit.
Mm-hmm,
I was scared to get hit. And when you get an injury like that, you're mentally, you're scared to get hit again. And Kirk is obviously quite scared to get hit again.
Yeah, 100%. We also haven't talked about the major reason why the Falcons are going to lose this game.
Why is that?
Because it's a Monday night primetime football game with Kirk Cousins.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. And that's Sunday night, right?
Yeah, but that'll be true for a Monday. You know, like, straight up. Like, it's Kirk in primetime. You can chalk it up to a loss. But I do want to see
Bijan go up. In primetime, though.
Yeah, Bijan was kind of nice, though, last week. He was the one bright spot I did see for that team. He got his touches. He got his yards. He actually looked really good. London will hopefully do better than his 15 yards. And Kyle Pitts got a touchdown, which was nice to see.
Yeah. I mean, and maybe we'll just chop it up to a really good Steelers defense that we're undervaluing how good that Steelers defense is. Cause TJ looked unbelievable.
He was everywhere. He looked great. Yeah. He looked great last week.
And Cam was good in that Pittsburgh game as well.
Yep.
This Eagles D will have to, you know, see a little bit more of that. I do like the Eagles in this one. I kind of like everything about this. I like the over. I like the line.
Yep.
Kind of like everything with this game. I think it's a great Monday night football game as well. Like, I think the NFL, for the most part, so far, like, the primetime games have all been good. I mean, Bears and Texans, like, personally now, I mean, I get it. You wanted to do Caleb versus CJ.
Stroud. Yeah, of course.
So I get it. But, like, I'd rather have seen, like, honestly, I'd rather see that Rams and Cardinals game at primetime.
100%. Yeah, we were just talking about that. That's going to be a great game. You know what? I'd rather see. Yeah, that one. That's the one. That's the one I want to see.
Give me Commanders Giants in primetime.
I was going to say Commanders Giants on a Sunday night division game.
Final thoughts?
Like we started at the beginning of the show, I think I really just want to see the Stars play and the Stars actually do. There was a lot more running, and I get it's week one. You know, it's almost the easiest way to get the team going is to run the ball 100 times, you know, and we saw a lot of teams do that you know, we saw a lot of that. There wasn't a lot of big plays. There wasn't a lot of big tosses. It was, we saw what they were, the stat is 188 yards per game is the lowest since like 2000 or something I saw today, for like quarterback throwing, which was just, we didn't see it. You know, it didn't feel like, it wasn't like exciting. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, let's go week two. Let's bring it back.
The one thing I noticed is we always have this thing of like, oh, well, like three teams don't make the playoffs in the year before. I don't know if we're going to have as much parity this year. I think the bad teams are still the bad teams. The mediocre teams are still the mediocre teams, and the good teams are still the good teams. I don't know, other than maybe like your Colts or maybe the Chargers, maybe the Seahawks, I don't know how many teams are really going to crash and change the playoff picture in each division.
Yeah, I agree. Hopefully them Colts, though.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
All right. So we will be back for week three. Everyone enjoy week two. For Nick, I'm Josh. Until next time, folks, cheers and enjoy the day, people.
Thank you for listening to the Fresh Take Network. Follow us on social media platforms at Fresh Take 42.